In 1893, Lorne Thurston, the grandson of Christian missionaries, convinced U.S. President Benjamin Harrison of the urgent need to annex Hawaii in order to protect American lives and property. When U.S. troops arrived on Hawaiian soil, Queen Liliuokalani surrendered her throne to prevent bloodshed. 100 years later, U.S. President Bill Clinton apologized to Native Hawaiians, calling the overthrow of Hawaii's monarchy an illegal act. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come. Let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Judge your earth with mercy, Lord, and teach us to love justice. Psalm 94, verses 1 to 4. O Lord God of vengeance, O God of vengeance, show yourself. Rise up, O Judge of the world. Give the arrogant their just deserts. How long shall the wicked, O Lord? How long shall the wicked triumph? They bluster in their insolence. All evildoers are full of boasting. Judge your earth with mercy, Lord, and teach us to love justice. A reading from Galatians 5, verse 25 to 6, verse 10. Since we live by the Spirit, then let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you may also be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. Judge your earth with mercy, Lord, and teach us to love justice. Dorothy Day, co-founder of the Catholic Worker Movement, wrote, "We want no revolution. We want the brotherhood of men. We want men to love one another. We want all men to have what is sufficient for their needs. But when we meet people who deny Christ in his prayer, we feel, here are the atheists. They turned first from Christ crucified because he was prayer worker, buffeted and spat upon and beaten. And now, strange thought, the devil has so maneuvered that the people turn from him because those who profess him are clothed in soft raiment and sit at well-spread tables and deny the poor." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. God of every blessing, in this new season, we invite you to shape our soul with your words and inspire our life through your works. Teach us to walk in the way of blessing. And we choose to rejoice in God's mercy and goodness today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Mary in the Gospel of Luke. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent away the rich empty. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, we pray that you will help us to receive your blessing. Help us to know your favor and your presence. Transform us from the inside out. Whatever our circumstances are today, whether we feel spiritually poor, whether we're grieving, whether we're tired of wrestling with our ego and inner world, Lord, help us to be humble and surrender all things to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, as we confess all things that we do that are wrong, whether that is gossiping or lying, whether we criticize without love, whether we curse others, yet, Lord, you have desire for us to speak with your authority and blessing. For where we are wrong, forgive us. God, we pray that you will sanctify our talk. Make our mouths like a fresh spring, bubbling with life-giving water. And as we prepare to take this time of prayer into the coming day, the Lord who loves us reminds us that every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him, as we read in Proverbs 30, verse 5. So, Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Holy Spirit, guide us in the imprint of Christ's footsteps to pursue justice, counting our neighbor's welfare to be as important as our own. Amen. So may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.